You know, a warning sign means trouble is up ahead. When the red light on your car indicates the engine is low on oil, you can save yourself a lot of trouble if you simply add some oil. Or if a sign says the speed limit is lowered because of road construction, you can save yourself a speeding ticket by simply slowing down. My wife and I live in Colorado Springs, and almost every year some skier in the area gets into trouble for not paying attention to the avalanche warnings. Some have even lost their lives. Let's pause for a moment and ask ourselves, what are the dangers that tell us we are straying from the path of holiness? In 2 Timothy 3, Paul speaks of people who are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now that's one sure sign of straying from the path. But let me state right up front that God wants His people to enjoy the life He has given them. But here are people who love pleasure more than they love God. They compulsively talk about sports or television or their jobs, but bringing up the Bible or anything that deals with knowing God, and they yawn and walk off. The Apostle Paul gives another warning sign in 2 Timothy 3. He speaks of people who are lovers of self. The center of their life is no longer the Lord. The burning issue becomes, what is best for me, rather than what is best for the work of God? Friend, are there warning signs flashing in your daily walk with God? If there are, you can save yourself a great deal of trouble if you face up to it, repent, and get back on track. There's no better time than today to take inventory of your life. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.